There are a number of ways in which an individual can provide funds for his or her retirement. Most UK individuals, when they retire, will be entitled to some sort of state pension. The basic state pension is currently available to men over the age of 65 and women over the age of 60. The unification of pensions at age 65 for all taxpayers will be phased in between 2010 and 2020.
Further increases in state pension age will take place after this date.
The state pension is funded from national insurance contributions. NICs currently being paid by employees and employers are funding the benefits for those over retirement age. Taxpayers who receive the state pension receive it gross, and the income is taxable under ITEPA 2003. If an individual wishes to put funds aside to draw on during retirement, he or she can do so via a company pension scheme. A company or occupational pension scheme is provided by the employer for the benefit of the employees. If the occupational scheme is registered with the revenue, there are tax advantages for both employer and employee. Another way of providing a retirement fund is via a personal pension scheme. Personal pensions are available to all individuals in the UK, be they employed or self-employed. Self-employed persons cannot join an occupational pension scheme because they do not have an employer. As such, provision for their retirement will be made via a personal pension scheme. In April 2001, the government introduced stakeholder pensions. Stakeholder pensions are modified versions of personal pensions designed to encourage all individuals, especially those with low incomes, to save for their retirement. Individuals who wished to make personal pension contributions before July 1988 did so via a retirement annuity scheme. Retirement annuity schemes were replaced by personal pension schemes in July 1988, although members of old retirement annuity schemes can continue to make contributions. Before we get into the detailed rules regarding personal pension schemes, it is worth explaining what a pension actually is. A pension fund is essentially a money box into which a taxpayer makes contributions which he or she can draw on during retirement. The taxpayer will make contributions to a pension company, and the pension fund manager, on behalf of the company, will invest those contributions, often on world stock markets. One of the main advantages of registered pension funds is that any growth is completely tax-free. The pension fund will not pay any income tax on any interest or dividend income, and it will not pay any CGT on any capital gains. Personal pension funds are what are known as money purchase schemes. This means that the money invested by the taxpayer is used to purchase units in the fund, and the value of those units is entirely dependent on the underlying investments made by the fund manager. If the fund does well, the taxpayer may draw a very healthy pension. However, if the fund performs badly, the amount of money left in the box to draw on during retirement may not be as high as the taxpayer had hoped.
Occupational pension schemes may also be money purchase schemes. These money purchase schemes are also known as defined contribution schemes.
On retirement, the taxpayer is entitled to draw a lump sum from the fund, and this lump sum is completely free of tax. This process is known as commutation, and the maximum amount that a taxpayer can commute by way of a lump sum is normally restricted to 25% of the value of the fund. The remainder of the fund will be used to generate an annual income for the taxpayer during his or her retirement. This pension income is taxable in the year in which it is received.
Where pension rights do not exceed 1% of the lifetime allowance, i.e. £18,000 for 2010-11, the whole of the pension rights may be paid out as a lump sum. This is known as a trivial commutation lump sum. an amount equal to 75% of the lump sum will be treated as taxable pension income in the year the lump sum is paid. An occupational pension scheme may be a defined benefit scheme, also known as a final salary scheme. Benefits can be taken in the same way, although in this case, the amount of the benefit is set by the terms of the scheme, rather than by the size of a fund.
Contributions to pension funds are restricted depending on the level of the taxpayer's earnings. Taxpayers with higher earnings can make larger pension contributions than taxpayers with lower earnings. A pension scheme will need to be registered with the revenue in order to be tax privileged. The scheme may be an occupational pension scheme, established by an employer for the benefit of its employees. Alternatively, the pension scheme may be established by certain other providers, such as insurance companies and banks. Registered pension schemes will not be liable to pay tax on income and gains. The maximum contribution a taxpayer can make to a pension fund in any one tax year is up to 100% of his relevant earnings for that year. Anybody can pay up to £3,600 per year into a pension scheme, regardless of the level of his or her earnings. This is to encourage individuals on modest incomes to make provision for their retirement. Contributions are not permitted by taxpayers over the age of 75, although taxpayers who have reached 75 will probably be drawing on their pension rather than making further contributions into it. Contributions can be made by the scheme member. A third party on the member's behalf, such as a parent on behalf of a child, or by an employer or former employer. Relevant earnings are calculated using the pro formas on your screen. Employment income will be regarded as earnings for pension purposes. This includes the cash value of benefits, taxable termination payments, and share option profits. The profits of the self-employed, chargeable as trading income, are also earnings for pension purposes. This includes income from professions and vocations, which is taxed as trading income. Profits from a furnished holiday letting are relevant earnings. Finally, patent income in relation to inventions is relevant earnings. If an employer makes a contribution to an employee's personal pension scheme, this is a tax-free benefit.
The member is not entitled to any further relief in respect of these contributions.
However, employer contributions do need to be considered for the purposes of the annual allowance. This is discussed below. Employer contributions to a pension scheme on behalf of an employee will be a deductible expense for the purposes of calculating the taxable profits from the employer's business. Pension contributions are deductible for the period in which the payments are actually made. The annual allowance is the amount by which pension savings in a registered pension scheme, called the total pension input, are allowed to grow each year. Pension growth could be by contributions to a defined contribution scheme. A defined contribution scheme is one where there is no guarantee of the pension benefits available. A pension provided by an insurance company or a money purchase pension provided by an employer are examples of defined contribution schemes.
In these cases, pension input broadly means employees plus employers' contributions in the tax year.
The annual allowance also applies to increases in the capital value of benefits in a defined benefit scheme. An example of a defined benefit scheme is a final salary scheme provided by an employer. In such schemes, the benefits an individual can draw on in retirement are linked to his remuneration in the final year of employment.
The annual allowance for 2010-11 is £255,000.
Annual increases in the capital value of a pension over and above this limit will be subject to a tax charge. Annual increases in excess of the annual allowable amount are subject to an annual allowance charge of 40%. The charge is payable by the individual member and will have to be declared on the self-assessment return. We have seen that a pension fund is a very tax-efficient investment. Pension funds themselves are not charged to income tax or capital gains tax, and a member of a scheme can withdraw up to 25% of the value of the fund on retirement completely tax-free. However, perhaps the main reason that pension funds are popular is that taxpayers receive a measure of tax relief every time they make a contribution to a revenue-registered scheme.
Tax relief is obtained on pension contributions in one of two ways: by relief at source or under net pay arrangements. We will look at each of these in turn. Relief at source applies where contributions are made to personal pension schemes. Under the relief at source rules, payments to a pension scheme are made net of 20% basic rate tax. This means that if a taxpayer wants £1,000 to go into his pension fund, he will actually pay £800, and HMRC will make up the difference of £200. If the taxpayer pays tax at the higher or additional rates of tax, extra tax relief is given on these contributions by extending the basic and higher rate bands.
This is exactly the same as the way in which tax relief is given on donations to charity under the Gift Aid scheme.
Therefore, where a pension contribution is made, the original basic rate threshold of £37,400 is extended by the gross amount of the pension contribution, i.e. the net contribution multiplied by 100 over 80. This gives us a new basic rate threshold, and we use this new figure to calculate the taxpayer's tax liability. Equally, the higher rate limit of £150,000 is extended by the same amount. It is important to note that the taxpayer's maximum contribution eligible for tax relief, i.e. the higher of 100% of relevant earnings, or £3,600, gives us the gross amount. So, having calculated the maximum contribution in this way, the amount the taxpayer will physically pay is this figure multiplied by 80%. Net pay arrangements apply to contributions to occupational schemes. Employees who make contributions to an occupational scheme obtain tax relief via a net pay arrangement. When deducting tax under PAYE, the employer will operate PAYE on the net pay, i.e. gross pay, less the pension contribution.
Therefore, the more an employee pays by way of an occupation pension contribution, the less tax will be deducted under PAYE. Pension contributions do not receive relief from national insurance contributions, so NICs are calculated on gross salary. When putting together the employee's income tax computation, occupational pension contributions are given as a deduction from earnings.